We all know prices are up a lot. We see it at the gas pump and at the grocery store. The recently released Consumer Price Index revealed just how much more we're paying. It rose 7.9% from a year ago to the highest it's been in 40 years. The skyrocketing prices are putting increasing pressure on organizations that vulnerable people rely on for help, like food banks. Catherine D'Amato is here to tell us how they're coping. She's CEO of the Greater Boston Food Bank. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
I know last year the state of Massachusetts saw a nearly 60% increase in food insecurity, and that was the biggest increase in the country. So what are you seeing now? How many people would you estimate are coming to you for help as compared to last year and then before the pandemic?
We are serving about 600,000 people a month through the network of 600 nonprofit partners in 190 cities and towns. This number dramatically increased from pre-COVID through COVID, and it is not retreating. So, you know, the bad news is we're still seeing food insecurity at very high levels. We're seeing a substantial amount of folks who have never been to a food pantry before. And this rising cost of food is driving more people to use their local food pantry.
As in the past, are you seeing Black and Latino residents impacted the most?
Yes. As you have noted, communities of color have a higher disproportionate impact on them. And mostly that's because of the service into those communities or the resources to get them from point A to point B are less.
What are they telling you about how they're dealing with the rising prices and what they're cutting back on?
So we purchase over $50 million worth of food a year for direct distribution to them, as well as handle the federal USDA commodities and donated food. So they can come and get whatever they need from us. The key is that they're just not seeing these elevated levels retreat. And as household budgets get tighter and tighter, then you're going to see families and individuals having to face very tough decisions about every day, how are they going to get through their day. So what we're seeing again is the trading of food dollars for other activities like rent, gasoline, utilities, et cetera. And therefore, they need to come to the food pantry to make up.
What about food banks? Which price hikes and inflation are hurting them the most?
We import almost 87% of our food in Massachusetts. And this has very much to do with our location and the seasonality. So we're deeply reliant on food coming into our state, which makes it more expensive in general. In fiscal year 22, we've seen an overall increase of 11% in average food pricing. Now, some categories that are up considerably include potatoes, canned frozen vegetables, eggs, chicken, bananas, and apples. Then you have now the cost of gasoline. And one of the pieces that our public may be forgetting is all of our trucks operate on diesel. And, you know, we started our year at $3.50 a gallon, and it's now pushing well over $6 a gallon and will likely go up.
Does visibility play into this at all? Because many say they're just not seeing food insecure people.
During COVID, what we did see and what brought food insecurity, you know, to a heightened awareness to the public were those long lines of cars waiting for hours and hours and hours to open their trunks and volunteers putting food. That still exists. That is still happening. People are still struggling. People are still out of work. Food insecurity is such an integral part of all the intersectionalities related to poverty. You know, that's race, that's economic equality, that's education, it's housing. Food is a piece of that. We have enough food in this country. We have food resources. We need to be able to make sure that that distribution is there and that we're getting the food into the communities, especially those disproportionately hurt by COVID and prior.
Catherine D'Amato, CEO of the Greater Boston Food Bank, thank you so much for being here and keeping us updated on this really important issue.
You're very welcome. Thank you.